You have to be prepared to say no to depression.
At its worst times, you know, I've felt sort of like almost like an empty shell.
Self-destruction came upon me first.
I felt everybody was looking at me.
Dark mood. Dark mood. It was weighing me down.
Severe darkness.
Don't judge another person's low, because gutter is gutter.
If I allow myself to get into self-pity, it just opens the door for the enemy to come in like a flood and set up and have a little pity party along with me.
I know what it's like to be crippled by depression, but I also know what it's like to be free. And I also know what it's like to fight through the resistance and say, I choose life.
Freedom from depression.
On Insights today, I'd like to share some insights out of my own personal testimony of how I overcame depression. And I'd like to read, first of all, out of Isaiah 61, verse 3. It says, to grant those who mourn in Zion, this is speaking of an anointing that we've been given in Christ, giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a spirit of fainting or heaviness. So they will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. What a marvelous scripture verse, and what a great promise it gives hope. You know, a number of years ago, I suffered tremendously with depression. Prior to becoming a Christian, I used to be plagued by depression, especially every November for some reason. I would get severely depressed. Oftentimes, I'd have to take time off school, off of work, off of play. It was just a life-crippling situation. But even after I came to Jesus Christ, I didn't overcome the problem of depression right away. But he did help me. In fact, I remember days when I was so low, I could almost like feel the spiraling down. It was just like an emotion would hit me, and I'd start to feel self-pity thoughts and start to feel the pull of my soul down into lowness. And I never even tried to fight it in most cases. I just would think, oh, well, I guess I'm getting depressed again. And this would go into cycles that would sometimes last up to 3 months at a time. I wouldn't feel like getting up. I wouldn't feel like doing things. I wouldn't feel like hanging out with friends very much. And it was just something that affected my life. Well, in 1980, I was over in Hawaii. My husband and I and family were at a Bible school, and I felt myself going into another one of these depressions. And as usual, I just began to embrace it or acknowledge it. And I said, well, here I go again. I'm starting to get depressed again. And I just assumed that I would go down into this dark hole for a few months and then come back out again. And the Lord spoke to me. He says, do you want to come out of this depression? And when he spoke that to my heart, I had to really think, because I didn't know for sure if I did or not, to be honest with you. And I realized at that moment that there was some kind of a comfort that I received inside of depression. So I had a love-hate relationship with it. I hated it because I didn't like it, the way it debilitated me. But at the same time, there was a comfort in it, because when I was depressed, people wouldn't put as much pressure on me or expectation on me that they normally would. So there was a place of refuge that I found in it. And that was drawn to my attention that very day. But I knew that when the Lord asked me if I wanted to be free, I knew the right answer was yes, although I was struggling inside. So I came to a place where I said, yes, Lord, I want to be free. And he said this. He said, if you want to be free, I'm going to deliver you today. Today, I'm going to deliver you. But you have to choose to close the door on depression. You have to choose that when it comes knocking at the door of your heart, you have to say, return to sender. Return to that devil that's trying to put it on you. And so I made a decision that day that I was going to close the door to depression in my life, and I wouldn't open up to it again. And the Lord said, I promise that I will deliver you today if you do that. So after he spoke to me, I prayed, and I went out for a long walk. And I felt mentally and emotionally harassed right after I prayed for this deliverance. And so I just went out walking and I just stormed the streets. I just walked and walked and walked and walked and walked and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. And I prayed in a gift called tongues. It's the ability to pray in a supernatural language that you've never learned. It's given to you supernaturally by the Holy Spirit. And so I prayed in tongues for 10 miles on a walk and fought off self-pity thoughts, self-absorption thoughts, and things like that. And I determined that day that I was never going to let depression back in. Well, it's been over 24 years now, and I haven't had a bout of depression since then. This is a huge, enormous victory in my life. It wasn't that it was always easy, because depression did come knocking on the door of my heart. It's just that I never let it back in. I said, return to sender. I'm choosing not to be depressed. I'm choosing not to walk in self-pity. I'm choosing not to be self-absorbed. And I chose Jesus instead. You know, the Bible says that we are to think on those things that are good and lovely and of good report, that we're to allow our mind to think on the things of Christ, things above where Christ is seated. And if we do that, it just lifts everything within us. There's many different roots for depression. There's physiological roots, there's psychological roots, there's spiritual roots, but all of them can be conquered in the person of Jesus Christ and His Word. You know, if you're feeling low right now, Jesus feels for you, but He wants you to take His hand and lift you right up out of that mire. And you can come out of that mire. No matter what the root cause is, you can come out of it. And healing can come to the root issues. For me, I had woundedness right from childhood, and Jesus healed those, but I still had to make a decision on how I was going to react to woundedness. Because even though we get wounded, we have a choice as to how we're going to react. You can choose to be set free from depression today. And I believe the power of Jesus Christ is moving through the television screen or the computer screen right now, and it's touching many lives, even as you're sitting there. It's the power of His joy. Why don't you choose to just rise up and praise Him and thank Him? And some of you are thinking, well, you don't know how hard it is. Oh, yes, I do. I know what it's like to be crippled by depression. But I also know what it's like to be free. And I also know what it's like to fight through the resistance and say, I choose life. Will you choose life today? Because the power and the grace of Jesus Christ is going to set people free in outstanding ways. You know, some of you are on antidepressants right now, and you need to be wise as to how you come off them. But the Lord is going to help many of you get free from those aids, because you're going to find out that He is more than enough.
Remember, God does nothing except He reveals it first to His servants, the prophets. Under the Influence Man, you want it. Order it online at extremeprophetic.com.
On God Talk today, we're going to carry on with our discussion about depression. And I find that when I'm out ministering and invite people to come forward for prayer that are depressed, it is amazing how many people are depressed these days. They're depressed about many things. There's many roots, but we usually always have a huge lineup of people that want to receive ministry. But we're believing tonight for a miracle for each and every one of you. And in the same way that God delivered us from depression, we believe His power to deliver is upon you right now. Many people are touched by the power of God and immediately delivered from the shackles of depression in their life. And you can be too if you're depressed and sitting there right now. You can be freed by the end of this program. You can walk free from depression. So you've got a clinical depression that's as a result of chemical imbalance. Put up your hand. Okay, so we need to pray for healing then, for your system and for God to recreate the right balance on the inside of you. But you know, the Lord's showing me that there's things underneath the chemistry part that happened to you when you were young that He's going to touch tonight. and break the power of that core. The Lord's compassion goes out to those that are feeling low, but he has a garment. In fact, I see in the Spirit right now a garment of praise that he wants to wrap around each and every one of you that are oppressed and depressed. And he just wants you to be cocooned in that praise and in that new mantle. You can just kind of cast off the old. You know, it's just like blind Bartimaeus. He was a blind beggar, and he had this cloak on that identified him as a blind beggar. Some of you that are watching the program right now, you've identified yourself as a depressed person. And if you think you're a depressed person, you'll be a depressed person. And sometimes you just have to throw off the cloak. You have to be prepared to say no to depression. You have to respond to the Lord saying, do I really want to be free? Do I really want to be free? You know, sometimes we use self-pity and self-absorption that, you know, as a tool. We make everyone feel sorry for us so they don't beat us up. I used to do that. That was one of the things I did so that I'd feel more comforted and I'd feel safe. But it was a wrong thing to do. And now I feel very safe being vulnerable with everything. What you see is what you get. You just have to throw off the cloak. You know, we hear many testimonies from many people as to how they've been set free from depression. People that suffer depression, they're not just like housewives or just businessmen or just people that stay at home or just a certain demographic group. They're from every age group, from every professional group. In fact, we've spoken with doctors that are depressed. We've spoken with housewives that are depressed. All different kinds of people from all different walks of life. But Jesus is Lord over all of them, and he can help each and every one come free, including you. Sometimes depression is caused from a physiological nature. In other words, there's something wrong with the body chemistry. And in those times, medication can sometimes help for a season. But ultimately, we need to know who our true healer is. Also, sometimes women who have had babies get depressed, or women going through menopause, because there's a body chemistry change, and these things can swing and then swing right back into normality. But I'll say, if you're feeling depressed at this time, know that God is the answer, and you just don't have to stay there. I see the hand of God reaching out to you right now, and he's wanting to pull you out of the rut. He's wanting to pull you out of the mire. He's wanting to pull you out of the muck. And so if you take his hand right now, he can pull you out of the muck of depression right now as we're speaking right now. So take his hand right now. That's it. Woo! Can you feel that release? He's releasing you now. It's his power. It's his joy. It's his presence. Amen.
The Lord is calling his church to take the prophetic to the streets. This 4-day extreme prophetic school will instruct you in the simplicity of hearing the voice of God and sharing words of hope and destiny with others. You will feel more confident to reach your neighbors, friends, and others who the Lord brings across your path. We live in extreme times, and extreme times call for extreme prophetic. For more information, go online at extremeprophetic.com.
Welcome to The Stuff. We're here to resource you for greater kingdom advancement. You know, our team just loves getting emails from our viewers, and this one in particular really touched us. It says, hi, I went to your site, extremeprophetic.com, and looked at it, and somehow God drew himself to me, and I was on my knees accepting him as my Lord and Savior. This is from Ali in Miami. We're always thrilled when people give their lives to Jesus Christ off of our program, off of our site, and we want to invite you to go to our site. There's a lot of resource material there. Something that I believe will help Ali, and we're going to send it to him, is a little booklet called God Loves You with an Everlasting Love. And it's all about the work of the cross that Jesus finished on the cross, testing his love for all people and for all time. And it'll minister to any heart, but especially to the new believer. So that's called God Loves You with an Everlasting Love. Also, this program has been about overcoming depression, and one of the things that will help you to overcome is to stand in faith for who you are in Christ. Usually depression is based on a lot of lies and a lot of unbelief and things that come in here where the enemy tries to lie and say, you're no good, you're this, you're that, there's no hope, there's no future, there's none of that for you. And that is the exact opposite of what the truth says. And so our little booklet, Decree, and we also have a CD called Decree 2, where I prophesy decrees of the Word of God over you. But this is a little booklet that you can decree over yourself. And if you're fighting depression especially, this is very important for you to do, to rise up and to bring the Word of God over your life. Also, another thing that might be very helpful for you is the School of Personal Ministry. This is a 16-set tape series on overcoming all kinds of different bondage in your life, including depression, and some of the roots that cause the depression. I know from personal experience what depression can do. It can bring you so low, and it can be such a heavy weight on you, but there's hope in Jesus Christ. I've been set free for many years now, and it comes knocking on my door every once in a while, but I just don't let it in anymore. This set of tapes, the School of Personal Ministry, can teach you how to keep the enemy away, and so that you can continue to walk in freedom forever. I have. There's sure to be a special destiny word just for you.
And I command those that are bound by a spirit of hopelessness, those that are bound by a spirit of despair that's come on you, and it's hopeless for you. There's thoughts of death, even nightmares that plague you right now. We command that to come off, a spirit of heaviness to come off in the name of Jesus.
There's a woman watching the program right now, and you've just had your third child, and you've been home for about a month, and the depression from the postpartum syndrome is getting stronger and stronger, and it's beginning to worry you because you have children to look after. And the Lord's compassion is reaching out to you right now, and He's lifting the depression off. In fact, right now you can actually feel it lift. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I break the stronghold of that depression. I break the stronghold of that chemical imbalance, that hormonal imbalance, and I call everything into normalcy in Jesus' name.
There's somebody watching today, you have a speech impediment. In fact, I see it's like your tongue is tied. Your tongue just doesn't come out as far as it should. And I see the Lord releasing your tongue. You can feel it right now. You're going to be able to talk properly. You're going to be able to articulate yourself as God completely and totally heals and restores your tongue. Right now, in the name of Jesus.
There's a man watching the show, and he's sitting in a dark room watching it. You don't have any lights on, and that seems to be the way you like it. You come home and either don't turn lights on, or you turn lights off, or you close the blinds so that the room's always dark. You literally live in the dark. And I know you're struggling with depression, and I just want you to know that if you open your heart to Jesus, if you open up to Jesus, He'll come in and He'll fill you with His light. And I promise you, He'll fill you with His light, and everything will change. You'll fill with light, your world will fill with light, everything will change.
There's an elderly gentleman watching the program, and you suffer depression. In fact, you have ever since your wife went on to be with the Lord. It's been really hard for you to live without her. In fact, even as I'm bringing this word right now, you're identifying that this word is for you, and the tears are welling up, and you're just getting choked all over again because you miss her so much, and you'd actually rather go on to be with the Lord than continue to live because you miss her so much. But the Lord's going to do something for you today, right now, at this very hour. He's going to do something. He's going to lift the grief. I'm going to minister to it right now, and I want you to put your hands over your heart, and in the name of Jesus Christ, I speak a release of that grief, the spirit of grief, to lift off of you right now in the name of Jesus. Whew. You actually felt that leave. You felt the heavy weight upon your chest leave. You know, sir, you're going to have some good, good days ahead. And the Lord wants you to enjoy every single one of them. You're going to meet your wife one day again. She's really happy right now. She's having a great time. But you have some things left to do for the Lord while you're still here. But one day you'll see her again, and you'll dance on those golden streets together. But right now, you can dance on the golden streets with Jesus right where you're at. Take some deep breaths. The grief is gone, isn't it? The depression's lifted, and joy is filling your life.
Yeah, I can remember coming home from the office and I just lie in my bed for an entire weekend watching the ceiling fan turn around and turn around and turn around. I can't even tell you what was going through my head. It was just this sense of darkness and heaviness and hopelessness. And I tried all sorts of things. I sought help. I did Jungian analysis. I tried Gestalt therapy. I was on medication for a while, prescribed medication, Prozac. I tried a lot of unprescribed medication to help with it, and that didn't help either. But opening my heart up to Jesus took all of that away. All of it just went away when I opened my heart up to Him. When He gave me His heart, He filled me with His light. It changed everything. It just changed everything.
You know, when you suffer with depression, what you need is the breaker anointing. You need the anointing that destroys the yoke and removes the burden. And that breaker anointing is found in Jesus Christ. I want to talk about a partnership right now for the program, because when we were first given the mandate to do Extreme Prophetic, we didn't have everything that it took. We didn't have the money, we didn't have the expertise, we didn't have the team. There was so much that we needed. And when we stepped forward into it, we found out that there was resistance in the spirit to us doing the program, so we needed the breaker anointing. And so our own team, along with those that joined alongside of us, we just prayed through and pressed through until we took the ground for Jesus. And you know, we knew that we couldn't do it alone. We knew that we needed a huge, big family that would become team with us. And so we asked the Father if He'd give us partners to partner with us in a financial way. And He gave us, in the Spirit, by faith, He gave us 1,000 partners. And those first 1,000 partners are now called our breaker team. Why? Because they were the ones that broke through. They were the pioneers. And we're still building that team. We're on our way there to the 1,000, but we're not there yet. And maybe God's calling you. Maybe He's calling you to be part of the team that's called the breaker team. And the Lord said, when people sign up as a partner, not only are they going to receive an accelerated anointing to break through for the television program, but they're going to receive a breaker anointing for their own lives, that they can go forward and expand in whatever God has for them. And that's what's promised to you by the Spirit of God. By the Spirit of God. You know, we pray for our partners every single day. We pray for them. We stand in faith for them. And it's just one big happy family, and you can join it. Why don't you consider that right now?
If you want to learn how to experience the supernatural presence and power of God, then this is the course for you. Learn how to know God in an intimate way, receive teaching on angels, heaven, and supernatural phenomena. The school is informative, exciting, and life-changing. Register soon, as enrollment for the school is limited. For more information, visit our website at extremeprophetic.com.
Leonard, God wants to say hi to you. You've actually been fighting depression over this last while, over a job situation. In fact, you were kind of cut out of a position. It was like you were carved right out. The company went and changed their structure, and you weren't invited into the new structure. And so you've been kind of between a rock and a hard place. You don't even know what you're going to do in the days ahead. You don't have clear direction. But the Lord's going to give you direction, and don't be depressed over it. Everything's going to be okay. But God wants to cheer you up today and say hi. He has His eye on you. And then there's Rebecca. Rebecca, the Lord wants to say hi. You've been struggling in your marriage recently, and just wondering which way to go, and it's been so frustrating. In fact, you haven't been married very long, and you've had to go through a lot of hurdles, and a lot of things have happened, and you've been really discouraged, but God just wants to give you encouragement today and say that He's with you, and that there's a love pool in Him to draw from that is more than enough. And He just wants to let you know today that He's right by your side. He'll never leave you. He's not going to relax His hold on you. And then there's Michael Ann. Michael Ann, hi. God says hi to you, because you thought that He just passes you by. In fact, in church last Sunday, a whole bunch of people got ministered to, and you didn't get called up, and you thought that you were rejected by God. But guess what? You weren't, and you never will be. He says hi to you. And I have a whole bunch of other names too. There's Philip, and there's Tyrell, and there's Linda, and there's Grayson, and there's Maggie, and there's Brian. And there's many, many more. God wants to say hi to each and every one of you out there. Each and every one of you. He says hi to you and yours.
When I feel depression starting to come back, I go straight to the Word. I open it up. I go through the Psalms. There's so many in there, so rich, that you take to your heart, you speak it to the Lord, and it really sets you free. Sets me free.
Thank you so much for joining us on the program today, and we invite you back again next week. We have a special program prepared for you in our Overcoming series. If you want to get to know more about us, why don't you go online at extremeprophetic.com. There's all kinds of resources there for you to look at and some more information on how you can view our program. Now, I want you to listen very carefully because there's a special destiny word just for you. In fact, this destiny word is for all people and for all time. It's this. God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does.
We had a lady in our church, clinically depressed, really shut down for about 7 years. She was almost catatonic and completely shut down. So in the end, what we decided to do was we would just speak to her spirit. So we just began to whisper into her, you know, day after day, just telling her who she was, telling her what her identity would be, saying that there would be a day when she would come out of this. But her husband was especially faithful, constantly saying to her, this is who you are, this is what God is doing in you, this is the kind of woman you're going to be. And she was a completely different person. And many of the things that we'd spoken to her, into her, were actually a fully formed identity when she came out. Now she is a gift to people in that state. You know, so I think we're going to see a multiplication of anointing in terms of dealing with that kind of condition.